Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Our history, 20 years of Real World Radio. In 20 years, Real World Radio has changed just like reality. Different people have worked on the project. We transformed our website, we diversified our products, and broadened our reach to all regions. But our identity remained the same, as did our conviction to be a communications outlet by and for social movements. Real World Radio was born in 2003 as a political project of Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, in coordination with Friends of the Earth International, the world's largest environmental federation. We decided that it was essential to have a space to generate content and to share information and in-depth political analysis about the impacts of neoliberal globalization. This globalization was denying people's rights and destroying territories and livelihoods, threatening food sovereignty and public services, to name just two examples. Reporting on these impacts alongside movements and communities most affected was our commitment from the beginning, when we covered the summit of the World Trade Organization in Cancun, Mexico, one of the milestones of the struggle in defense of peasant agriculture. We joined a collective effort to weave alter globalization communications against neoliberalism by coordinating with social movements and the extensive network of community radios in Latin America. We generated and joined processes of convergence with the intention of being a radio of radios, and in articulation with other popular media, we aim to connect the digital world with on-air radio. This is how we built our communications perspective through dialogue, and over time, we strengthen alliances and build relationships of trust with territorial struggles. We learned from communities and social movements. We continued to cover the resistance against the WTO negotiations and the free trade area of the Americas, as well as the debates around the United Nations Climate Change and Biodiversity Conferences. We amplified the struggle against the privatization of water and nature and against agribusiness, monoculture plantations and mining, and we disseminated the demands of movements and affected communities for a legally binding UN treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. We told the stories of the environmental defenders persecuted in the Malaysian village of Bukit Koman for resisting the advance of coal mining, of the inhabitants of South Durban, South Africa, affected by one of the world's most polluting petrochemical hubs, of the social organizations mobilized in the streets of Paris, France, for climate justice, and of those affected by Vale's environmental disasters in the Brazilian municipalities of Mariana and Brumadinho, among hundreds of other stories. 2 decades and no mean feat, it is a small part of the history and commitment of an organization that fights for environmental, social, economic, and gender justice and for the sovereignty of peoples, together with social movements and communities from around the world. That is what those of us who build grassroots communications are dedicated to, collecting the memories of the peoples and amplifying what capital tries to make invisible on all fronts, the people's resistances and struggles, the history from the grassroots, or rather, the basis of history. Communications are essentially political. What stories are we going to tell? What wisdom and knowledge circulate in our communications? What discourses are we going to challenge? Communications are one of the fundamental tools of social movements and organizations to achieve a society that is more just. The communicative work itself builds movement, shapes and gives meaning to action, and also makes us protagonists. In this sense, grassroots communications must also be collaborative, a chorus of voices. Mass media is big, while community and alternative media is small, but many and organized. They do not compete, they cooperate, and this is where our power lies. This is why we have worked together with so many allied organizations in the various processes of convergence of communications and integration. We are what we do and how we do it. It is impossible to name all organizations and activists who have made this journey possible for Real World Radio. There are many social movements, organizations and communities that joined the Redes Friends of the Earth project, which was later adopted by Friends of the Earth International. And a project that takes pride in being a collective project lets its work speak for everyone. If there is one thing we are proud of, is that movements believe, in different contexts and at different times, that Real World Radio should also be part of their struggles, as a political communication project that transcends the individual. To this editorial piece, we have added graphic work and a short video of a few dozen seconds. In any case, with these materials, we have a sample of our history, which is also your history and our gratitude, because we could not have done it alone. Our history is a history of Real World Radio, of the movements, organizations, and communicators who have made it theirs as a space for building activism and work and who grew up in it. It is also the history of Redes, Friends of the Earth, and Friends of the Earth International. It is the history of allied social movements and organizations, and it is the history of the struggles of the peoples of the world to which we belong. History is ours, but we are not its owners, we are its makers. For 20 years, we have been telling stories, telling them with others, building a great we, because voices are action, and we intend to keep on moving.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio, on air.